Today we'll be discussing The White Tiger by Aravind Adiga. Joining us today is Allison Hunter, Chris Greenidge, Alyssa Bidwell, and Andrew Peterson, as myself. The White Tiger is a compelling satire about the Indian caste system and one man's journey to raise his class. The author chooses to tell the story from a point of view that where he is exceedingly charming and an admitted murderer. Do Balaram's ambition and charisma make his vision clearer, more vivid, and does he win you over?
Hi, it's Alyssa, and I believe that he does win you over because you almost sympathize with his character as he was brought up in a very poor, very not, you know, well-placed in society. And this quote kind of helps express how much suffering he had to go through seeing the hundreds of chickens in Old Delhi. And it says, they see the organs of their brothers lying around them. They know they are next, yet they cannot rebel. They do not try to get out of the coop, and the very same thing is done with humans in this country. So you almost see the suffering that the people are feeling in India because of the poverty in the caste system. So you sympathize with Balaram, and you believe that he does need to do these things to be able to break out of the caste system.
Okay, well, this is Allison, and I don't agree with what Alyssa says. Yes, some people sympathize with him, and the author makes it so you sympathize with him, but we have to understand that he killed somebody. He was very rude and mean to his little cousin, and, I mean, he killed his master, the one that he looked up to, his dad figure, like his father figure. And so I think that, like, just, like, thinking about that and going through your head, I don't know of anybody that would go through, like, something like that that was a good person, you know?
Hello, this is Chris, and I disagree with both Allison and Alyssa. I think it's more of a story about a man who seeks opportunity. Like, Alyssa's interpretation of the quote, the Rooster Cube, I think it's more of, like, we have to get out of, like, the social norms, and we have to become unique in order to become, like, entrepreneurs. And also by the quote, you ask, are you a man or a demon? Neither, I say. I have woken up, and the rest of you are sleeping, and that is the only difference between us. So I think he's very, like, he seeks opportunity in order to escape the caste system. And then with Allison's mention about the murdering, I think it's about, the murdering is, like, more about him escaping servitude, because if he was always, like, with the master, he would always be a servant.
Balaram variously describes himself as a man of action and change, a thinking man, an entrepreneur, a man who sees tomorrow, and a murderer. Is any one of these labels the most fitting, or is he too complex for only one? How would you describe him?
Well, this is Allison, and just like I got off before, I mean, I would describe him as a murderer. Like, I wouldn't say that he's an entrepreneur, or, like, yes, he had the opportunities because he killed somebody. But I still think that he's a murderer, and I'll always think of him as someone who killed somebody.
But, like, think of all the hoops that he went through. You know, when he was with the Muslim guy, he ratted him out because he saw opportunity. And then he ended up going to New Delhi and earning more money to support himself and then his kusum back in the darkness. So I think he's definitely too complex.
Yes, I also agree with Chris that he is a very complex man, but he's also very intelligent, and I feel like that's one kind of way that we should describe him. He even says, a white tiger keeps no friends, it's too dangerous, kind of describing, he knows everything he does, he has a plan and he has a purpose for. He thinks through everything, even in the beginning when he decided to become a driver. He did that with purpose of getting farther in life. Everything he does has a plan, so I don't think you can box him into one category.
Yeah. As an overall rating for this book, we gave this book a 4 out of 5 because we believe it was very well written and the point of view made it a compelling story, but we believed that he was not a very moral character and that took away from some of the convincing part of him and it made him not as good of a person.